So let's review. After the story at the end of the previous daf, where it was clear that there was no Erev or Shituv in the Movi, in which both Abaya and Rabba lived, Rabba Bar Rav Chanan asked Abaya, Mevua de Isbei Trei Gavri Ravrvei Kirabonon, Loi Lahavi Be Loi Erev Le Shituv? Is it possible that the Movi, where two great Talmid Chacham, such as Rabba and Yud lived, did not have an Erev or a Shituv? Abaya explains that they could not set up a Shituv because all four possibilities would not work in their particular circumstance. Mar lav orche. Rabba cannot be expected to collect the food from everybody, for it's beneath his dignity. Ano trin the bigger soy. I, Abaya, am too busy learning. Inhu loy meshkachi. The other residents of the Mavi don't care to do it. I cannot just be maknas some bread to everybody in the Mavi, because I am too poor to actually give it to them if they would want it. And the halacha is, echad mimnei Mavi, shebikush yayin v'shem, v'loy nosman loy, bitol hashituf. If somebody in the Mavi requests a shituf food and is turned down, the shituf is invalid. Abaya also rejected Rabbi Bar Rav Chanan's suggestion to just be makna from a reviz halug of vinegar from his warehouse to the other residents to serve as the shituf, because emishtatfin ba'itzer. We cannot make a shituf with food that is in storage and not clearly designated as the shituf, because any food taken out of storage and eaten may be the air food. The Gemara then quotes a conflicting braisa that says, "Mishtatvin ba'itzer, we can make a shituv with food that is not clearly defined." Now, for this to work, we must subscribe to the principle of Bereira. We must say that the food that's left at the end is retroactively determined to be that of the Arab. Therefore, the Gemara explains that this is actually not a contradiction, but a machlekes bisham b'sil. The braisa that says, "Ein mishtatvin ba'itzer," follows the opinion of Bishami who hold Ein Bereira. The braisa that says Mishtatvin ba'itzer follows the opinion of Beis Hillel who hold Yesh Breira. The Gemara tells two additional stories of babies whose hot water spilled on Shabbos. Hahu yinuka de ishtapa chamime. When the baby's hot water spilled out, Rava said that if the mother says she needs hot water, even if she is so healthy that she is eating cold dates, nachem le nachri agavime. Let the non-Jew heat up water for her and add some extra water for the baby. At another time, a baby's water spilled. Rava, who lived in a neighboring chatzar, where one of the houses had hot water, suggested to put all his kalim in an inner room of his house, so that he will not forgetfully carry anything out to the chatzar, and then he will then be mevatel his own reshus in the chatzar, so that the parents of the child can carry the water through the chatzar. The Gemara explains that Rava follows the following opinions. In the machlekes of Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, he follows the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan that yesh bitl mechatzar lechatzar. One can be mevat reshus from one chatzar to another. In the machlekes of Rav and Shmuel, he follows the opinion of Shmuel that ein mevatlin v'chayzin mevatlin. Once he is mevatl his reshus, the other party cannot be mevatl back to him. That's why he moved all his utensils to an inner room, knowing that he would not be able to carry in the chatzar anymore this entire Shabbos. The reason Shmuel holds this way is d'loy lahavim milsa drabanan kechucha v'tlulu. We don't want the halacha to look like a joke that people will mock. It seems strange to people that at first one person in the chatzah may not carry while the other can, and a short while later it is in the reverse. The Gemara returns to the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak and explains. We must first read the Mishnah as follows. Tzeduki harehu kenachri. The Tanakhama says that a tzeduki is like a non-Jew regarding the halacha that we must rent his reshus in the chatzah. He cannot be mevat reshus to the others. Rimulil says that a tzeduki is not like a nachri, and he can be mevat reshus. To support his opinion, Rimulil cited the following incident. There was a tzeduki living with us in our mavi in Yerushalayim, and my father, Rimulil, did not require us to rent his reshus, but accepted his bitl reshus. The rest of this incident is primarily discussed on the following daf.